like?
What do you smell like? What do you taste like? Eggs. For all three.
Skin like a ripe egg.
Ripe is not a word you use for egg.
Okay, that's the new edit tune.
Very slightly off.
The girl from Ipanema, but the girl from Ipanema has got like tinnitus.
And a really sore throat.
And fallen down a well.
Oh no! Oh, poor girl from Ipanema. Okay.
Draw. Have you got any spare paper knocking around, Alex?
I have a whole tree.
Wow. How much would you like?
A couple of sheets, please.
And I'll take a bit of prep to cut it down first.
I'll just draw a little map for you.
Have some old, unreleased Magnus scripts.
There you go. Spoilers!
Magnus, it's really spooky in here. I've never listened. Is there a Magnus?
You've basically nailed
it.
Mr. Smith, Erasmus.
Yes?
If we get through this, if we're both alive after this fight, I'd like to be more than just friends, more than just packmates, if you wanted that too.
Mr. Smith hesitates just for a second, putting something, and then puts it down and goes, yeah, I mean, obviously, it goes without saying. I mean, I don't...
Well, I'd really like to hear you say it. I'm taking this as a spill, because I'm spilling my desire for a packmate.
Mr. Smith takes a moment, turns and looks Jan dead in the eye, and then I believe the exact phrasing was, does Am Pat hand? You are now and ever will be my only alpha.
What?
What?
I'm
what?
No alpha.
I've got a barricade upstairs.
Oh no!
Alex, you get a tie on me, which is, I have feelings for you.
Nicely done.
Good Sorry, Lord. I saw a moment for a wholesome, like, point of camaraderie amongst the pack, so I thought I'd shut that down.
Yeah.
Dude, legit. You're supposed to be mechanically romantic. Where's the romanticness?
I am. I'm getting there. Part of romance is knowing your timing, Bryn.
Everyone knows the confession of love just before a giant battle is perfect.
There is no time more romantic than when you're about to have a massive fight.
I'm sorry. If we're going to play this game, everyone knows that the true romance is the declaration of love that goes ultimately unanswered until the person who declared it is on their deathbed, at which I always loved you. That's...
All right, Austin.
No, that's true.
Seriously, though, the reason I don't do accents is because I cannot.
Can we have some Russian?
What does a Russian sound like?
Boris. If you want to do Russian,
I am Boris the Black Bear from Russia.
What's a good Russian sentence?
Okay. До свидания, comrade.
I will give you the sentence that I got when we bought our car. You ready? This car is for you? No, it's actually for me and my partner. He goes, good, good. It's a good woman's car.
He's a good woman's car.
That's an excellent Jamaican.
This is what I mean. Right, I tried to do an Irish accent with Grant once. He was like, just say 33, it'll be fine. And I was like, 33?
Say. No,
that's Swedish chef.
If you want to do Irish, it's, do you happen to have a map?
Do you happen to have?
No, no, no. And then,
that's
no,
a horrible Irish accent.
Do you happen to have a map? Do you happen to have a map? That's how you do it.
That's not a good Irish
accent. No, that's
accent.
Awful.
That is totally an Irish pronunciation of R.
Do you happen to have a map?
Yeah, happen to have a map.
That's not what you said.
That was very different to what you said.
Literally identical in every
single
way.
Okay, we can say that was maybe a vague approximation of what happened, but it's...
This is step one
of
a very complicated
process. You're on the right train line, but you're not at the right station, okay?
Oh, you want trails? I'm going to give you rails. Oh.
Are we planning to have one or two episodes of Honey Heist? Because I'm not sure I'm going to last. This is
looking like one episode.
Okay. I think that's kind of... Oh, fine.
Yeah, I think so,
I could do with two. I could do with two. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Because you can always just give me a flashback and revert your bear-like status by one.
That is very true.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ben.
Hi, Ben. Eight things with incredibly deep voices.
Me.
One.
Barry White.
Two.
I can't remember his name, but that bloke who plays Mufasa.
Three.
Eight. Rowan Atkinson doing a really low voice.
Four.
Lydia doing a really low voice.
Five.
Pitch-shifted people.
Six. Yeah!
Alex.
Seven.
Johnny.
Eight.
Helen.
Woo!
Wait, that was nine.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Want another one?
I could really benefit from one, yeah. Okay.
8 things you could put on your head.
Hats.
1.
Dogs.
2.
Cats.
3.
Toy cars.
4.
Birds.
5.
Bird poo.
6.
Roofing tiles.
7.
Small cars.
8.
I already said that. Okay.
I like the idea of having like a little roof tiled hat. Like, yeah.
This is my house owner.
Yeah, that's the sort of property that I'm looking at. Yeah.
Careful, you need planning permission for that.
Just a little hat made of roof tiles.
It defaults to 10. You know what 10 does? If you close your mouth, it disappears. It goes all Matrix on
that's
you.
Horrifying.
It's awful.
But also great. More of that.
Right, should we give this a go? Actually,
Hi, Mike.
Because we've got the time, did it ever tell you about when that algorithm went wrong on someone? It recognises every. It has a built-in thing where it recognises basic items like dog and optimises for a dog, or plant recognises for that. It recognises people, apart from my best mate, who it went, potato? And then optimised him for a potato, and they're like, I'm real sorry, I don't know why.
This idea that, like, there's been such horrendous stories about how, like, image recognition works, where you get, like, black people misidentified, or where it says that people with, like, epiphanic folds look sleepy, or are you asleep? Did you blink? But like the fact that
I just went potato.
You are potato. You are potato.
But the best bit was someone's like,
potato.
Oh no, that's fine. Sorry.
Potato.
The algorithm's gone. The algorithm's gone wrong. I'll just fix it. So I was just like, no, mate, that's a person who goes, I'm pretty certain it's a potato. It's just like, don't fuck around. No, it's definitely a potato.
It's people. No. Potato.
I see where you might have gone wrong there. Where you went wrong is you didn't realise it was a potato.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you, phone.
I've done maths. It's potato.
I sent a message. I mean, the fact is, it goes, mate, I just sent a message via a satellite in fucking space to a massive computer that has a PDP system to then get it to send me the answer back to tell you it's a potato. Who are you going to believe? Your eyes?
Yeah.
Or all of that?
You're a fucking wet organic idiot.
There's just chemicals jumping across a gap. What
I mean, in a lot of ways, you're all just potatoes to me.
Ooh, I'm a human. I've got a ganglion. Ugh, wankers.
I told you I'm in a real weird place
you know
today.
What? This is genuinely part of my job.
Only because your dice are garbage.
Put
those dice in dice jail, get some better dice.
I don't even remember which ones they were now. I've got new ones.
So we are going to pick up...
I accuse Ben of doing sub-vocal anger against Pathfinder.
It's fine. Editors have let me know that more than once now they've just started muting Ben's mic. Because apparently, quote... Yes, it was funny at first, but crosstalk is crosstalk.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I do it quietly, so they can just mute me.
So, that's a genuine conversation I've had. Which is like, he can do his thing, it's just not going to make it through the cut.
That's fine.
It's like, okay.
This is for you, editors.
Just to make your life a little bit harder.
Oh, yeah, whoops.
Lowry's sitting downstairs right now.
You are all aware that if we all do this,
this
it just makes it a problem
drinks.
Again. Dark. This content is distributed by Rusty Quill under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 international license. Thanks for listening.